my wife and I were at a point where, well, what do we do? Because we knew we couldn't go to the mall or do any of the traditional kind of Santa Claus events.
That's Adrian Bayardi from Syracuse. Adrian has a 5-year-old son named Daniel with epilepsy. This time of year, most parents take their kids to the mall to see Santa, but that's not so easy for Daniel.
The idea of waiting on line for half an hour with a bunch of strangers to see Santa and then put him on, you know, try and put him on Santa's lap and explain everything that goes along with his epilepsy to somebody is just, it wasn't feasible.
So when Daniel turned 4 years old and started seeing Santa and his elves on TV, Adrian and his wife had a decision to make.
Sitting him on somebody's lap who's had 80, 90, 100 kids there before and just not knowing is cause for, you know, a lot of tension and anxiety.
So there has to be a better way, right?
We can do this. Let's set up Santa's workshop. Let's let kids come here.
That's Terry King. Terry and his wife Doreen have 3 children with special needs, and after a few years of taking their family to the mall to see Santa, they decided there had to be a better way, and the Kings took action. Enter Santa's Satellite North.
Santa's here. Refreshments are here. You want his cocoa, you want cookie, you want to play with the toys, you want to talk to the elf. At different times we had an elf working.
The Kings have created an elves workshop on their property in Clay where children with special needs and their families can come and see Santa.
It's just an opportunity to see Santa with no stress for the family, for the child. The child can come in and see Santa on their terms.
This holiday season will be the 2nd year of Santa's Satellite North, and the Kings are hard at work getting the place ready for the first round of appointments tomorrow.
If I bring the cords up, then I can plug them in to the ceiling, so then we don't have to trip over them.
No, what about the tree?
The quaint shed where the Kings make their elves workshop is surprisingly small but cozy. Children's toys occupy the room's nooks and crannies, a heater sits just below the window warming the room, and an armchair seemingly built for a Santa Claus is nestled in the corner.
There needs to be something there because it's kind of like plain. I did buy some ribbon.
Last year, the workshop had just 1 weekend day of appointments, but it was so successful that this holiday season, there are 3. Adrian and his son Daniel were one of the families that came to Clay to see Santa last year.
My son was a bit anxious when we first went in, and Santa got down on the floor with him and started playing with a fire truck with him, pushing it across the floor to make him feel comfortable and kind of build that level of trust.
So the Bayardis wasted no time this year. Their appointment is already booked.
Actually, I know some people who I want to pass along the information to, but I wanted to make sure I scheduled our appointment first.
For WRVO News, I'm Matt Johnston.